Good morning and welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. We are a complete retirement planning firm, and I say that because I think we do complete retirement planning. We provide investment advice. We do portfolio management, income planning, tax planning, asset protection. We have an attorney that does the estate planning, and to me, that's being complete. I call it the five pillars to your plan. We're going to get into a number of things today. As always, I want to give you actionable items. Of course, if you ever want to call or get a hold of us, you can give us a call at 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. You can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. There's going to be reports you can download. You can send me questions, which I'm going to get into today. I had a few interesting questions. I will respond to those. You can sign up for our classes. We had our first class of the year this week, when it, of course, was a very successful. We have more classes that you can. It's called The New Reality in Our Retirement. You can go to our website and sign up for those. All of the stuff we talk about, there's no cost or obligation, so there's no excuse. You should take advantage of these things today. We're going to talk about, as I said, a number of items that touch upon these five pillars to your retirement plan. 401ks are reaching a tipping point. This was an article in the Wall Street Journal. They're reaching a tipping point, and we're going to get to what does that mean? We're going to talk about it. 10 strategies to maximize your 401k. 9 ways to test drive your retirement plan. Some interesting stuff there. Are you preparing taxes? Or are you doing tax planning? That's a big question, and we're going to spend some time there. I'm sorry, it's tax season. There are things that you should be aware of, and we're going to talk a little bit about taxes. In fact, I had some questions regarding taxes, so I want to clarify these things. As I think I quoted Arthur Godfrey, like he said, you know, I'm proud to be paying taxes in the United States of America, but I could be just as proud for half as much. And if we can get you there, that's really a good thing. You know, taxes can play a huge role for this generation of retirees. And most people have their savings in tax retirement accounts. And so when you get into retirement, well, you typically we're going to tap our IRAs or 401ks. We have Social Security benefits. We have other investment income, other types of investment income. And there's one thing they all have in common. They're taxed. And then we have to worry about, not worry, but we have to understand that Medicare premiums can be impacted by that. We go down the line. So we're going to get into this. And I mentioned the point that, unfortunately, most people just file their taxes every April with the help of a CPA or an accountant, and they never look at them again. And so this is important that we talk about this. Let me just start the you know, you're starting to get your 1099s. I talked a little about this last week, the I'm telling you on you forms, which says, hey, you made so much in interest and got to put on your tax return, you got to pay the tax. So I think when I talked about this before, I have these conversations often when I say, okay, when someone comes in and sits down, and in fact, I'll give you an example here in a second. You know, you're creating this interest income. You know, CDs are paying 4%. I mean, it's gone down to about 4%. It was maybe a little higher. And those are good things. The problem is you got to pay tax on all that. That's interest income, whatever the tax rate is. So you may be getting 4%. Well, you're not getting 4%. You're getting 2.8 maybe if you're in a 30%, because you got to give 1.2% to your partner. Same thing with Social Security. Up to 85% of your Social Security benefit can be taxed. And so you look at your tax returns. If $30,000 of Social Security is your benefit, $25,000 is taxable, you may be giving $7,000 back to the government. You're not getting $30,000, you're getting $23,000. So you see why these things can be very, very destructive. So let me give you a quick example. I had this meeting this week, and I just want to set the table with explaining one thing. I think this should be helpful, and we're going to get into this a little more next. I talk about tax diversification. I mentioned tax planning versus tax preparation. How many of you are doing what's called forward tax planning? Now, or tax diversification. This is a key component. What do I mean by tax diversification? When someone comes in and we look at your accounts, I always separate them into taxable or after-tax accounts, tax-deferred or tax-free. So this is an important point I just want to make. Those are three types of accounts. Taxable accounts, the ones you're getting the 1099s, your bank account, your CDs, a brokerage account, those are taxed every year. You have to pay tax on whatever interest or dividends are created. That's a taxable account. You have tax-deferred accounts. IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, the alphabet soup of retirement accounts. Those accounts, unless you take money, they're going tax deferred. Now, I like to say it's really tax postponement, but if you can understand, those are called tax deferred. And then you have what are called, which the ones I like the best, other than free money, tax-free is the best. Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, HSA, health savings accounts also are tax-free. That means they are not taxable. There's no capital gains tax. There's no income tax. There is no tax whatsoever. And I'm going to spend a little more time on this. But here's my point, and this is really one of the big takeaways. Understand there's a tax treatment on these different accounts that you have. Now, you can own the same thing in any one of these accounts. You want to own Apple stock? You can own it in a brokerage account, taxable. You can own it in an IRA, tax deferred. You can own it in a tax-free. So when I talk about tax diversification, what do you own? You own a CD. You can own it in a taxable account at the bank. You can own it in a tax-free account. So that 4% you got on that CD, if it's in a Roth, that's all tax-free, every penny. So this is important to understand when we talk about tax planning. And so when I look at some, again, I had a meeting this week. This is why this is critical. Let me give you an example. This week I had someone come in. They had, it's very common where they may have a Roth or IRA or an AFTEX. They own the same thing in everything. It's almost cookie cutter. It's the same thing. Well, again, you know, if you have, they had some bonds and some interest. They're not retired. They're not using the income. I said, why are you owning these in your after-tax account? You should probably put those in a tax-deferred account. By the way, you sold them. We had a loss. We repositioned them in their retirement accounts, and now we're putting the growth in the after-tax accounts. It's the same thing with tax-free. Look, over the last 5 years, again, let me give you another example. Over the last 5 years, and this is just ballpark, the S&P has done about 80%. Bonds have done close to zero. Why would you own bonds in your Roth? It's tax-free. So this is why when I say, these are general comments I'm making, but I just want you to understand tax diversification. So how much are you losing? How much is this costing you? We want to own, for the most part, is again, a general comment, tax-free. We put the growth in there. You put the Apple stock, the Amazons, the whatever, your growth portfolio in there. You put your bonds, again, general comments, in the tax deferred. Because number one, the lower growth is in, why would I want to grow more money? If I have growth, why would I want to put an account where I have required minimum distributions and every penny is taxable? I may be using it to stabilize my investments, but you know, if I'm going to own those fixed investments, that's fine. Where do I own them? Which bucket? This stuff is critical. And this is, again, why I talk about being complete. Look, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do portfolio management. But if I'm managing someone's investments, I'm trying to also incorporate tax planning, forward tax planning. We have a lot to get into. I just wanted to touch upon these. I've offered these packets before. If you want the tax planning packet, taking control of your taxes, the tax-free strategies, I offered this last week. Give us a call. We'll get it out to you. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. But let me make one other offer. If this sounds like something you want to address, if you feel like, hey, I'm not sure, because this stuff can get, you know, I mean, unfortunately, IRS code, give us a call. Our team will sit down. Right? Just give us a call. We can schedule a time. We can do it via Zoom. You want to come into our office. Bring in your tax returns, bring in your investments. We'll do a complete retirement planning analysis, but we'll also do what I call a tax planning analysis. We will give you ideas. I'm pretty confident you're going to walk out of here with ideas that are going to make a difference that you can put into place now. Not only that, have a complete retirement plan. We'll test your plan, and you'll see ideas on creating income you can't live, minimizing taxes, tax diversification, investments that make sense. So if you want to take advantage of us, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time. You can email me. We can even just schedule a time to talk. Any way we can help you. This is important stuff because it means more money in your pocket. Coming up, I do want to get into some things, as I talked about, that still relate to the taxes, saving you more money, 401ks, the market, a lot to talk about. Listen to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to get a hold of us, I know I've offered some information. I've offered those tax planning strategies, seven strategies to get to tax-free. There may have been a bonus in there. I don't know. There may be eight ideas in there now. I don't know why I just didn't say eight. Seven plus a bonus. But there are many ideas to get to tax-free. I'm going to get into a question I received here that's going to stress some of these things. I want to hopefully this will be, I guess, illustrative. But if you want to get a hold of us for the information, if you want to schedule a time, you have two options. You can give us a call at 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Come on in. Our team, we'll sit down. We'll take a look at your taxes. We'll talk to you about strategies to help get you as close to tax-free as possible. Things that you can be doing. Let's take control of these things. Let's stop giving money to the government. And so we want to talk about that. You can go to alphawealthgroup.com. You can send me a question. You can email me, as I said, with questions. You can schedule a time to chat. You can also sign up for our newsletter. We send out information and always try to stay topical on top of things that are going to help you. You can register for one of our classes. We have one coming up, and we're going to start posting more throughout the year. We had our first one this past week to great success. You want to do that. So, again, always trying to be a resource for you. Let me get into it. We've been talking about this tax season, and unfortunately, tax preparation versus tax planning. Talked a little about tax diversification, but taxes, as I've said before, can play a huge role in your retirement, right? When you have to take money out of your IRAs or 401ks, it's really a joint titled account, I guess, in a way, because the government, right? You look at that statement and you say, look, I've got $100,000 in there. Well, hold on, that's not all yours. If it's 20, we don't know what the tax rate's going to be in the future. Nobody does. But if it's 25% as effective, let's just use that, keep it simple, that means $25,000 of that is not your money, right? So how do we do some things to minimize the tax? Current tax rates are at 40-year lows. I know they're not low, but believe it or not, they are 40-year lows. So the key is to get in front of this, okay? Because I believe a small investment in tax planning could yield large savings in your retirement. Let me give you an example. I talk about Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks. And I'm going to spend a little more time on 401ks coming up, but there's really some interesting things that are happening there. But your Roth IRA, that's a simple. And by the way, I know I repeat myself, but this stuff is important if you haven't taken advantage of it. We're in this window between January 1st and April 15th every year. You still have an opportunity to do the previous year's contribution, a Roth IRA contribution. Now, if you're 50 or over, that's $8,000. Okay? And you now, of course, we're in 2025, you can do another $8,000. And I've had multiple people come into the office here. We sit down and they haven't done that yet. And so you can basically contribute $16,000, $8,000 for each year. And keep in mind, if you don't do it by April 15th, you've lost an opportunity to do your 2024. So that's really the primary goal. If you don't have the 16, do 8, do 2024 first. But my point is, you could do $32,000 if you're a couple. That's going to grow tax free forever. And I had this question, so I want to clarify the Roths. I sometimes I take for granted people know exactly, and I don't want to be insulting. I want to explain it. But someone said I needed clarification. I had a couple of these. And this is, again, where I say, if you want to send me a question, and I responded to this. This person said, I need clarification. When I heard you said if you had all your IRA funds in a Roth, then all your Social Security benefits are tax-free. Now, this person said, I don't think that's true. Can you clarify what you were trying to say? So that the onus is on me to clarify that. I wouldn't say it was contentious, but we went back and forth, and I explained to him what I was saying. So again, this is on me to explain. First of all, Roth IRAs, you can contribute to a Roth IRA at any age, so long as you have earned income. You can contribute to a Roth IRA even if you are contributing to a 401k through your employer, and you can contribute to a Roth IRA even if you are not working, if your spouse is working. So these are what you can look at doing to credit money to tax-free. The money goes in after tax, but it grows tax-free. When you take money out, it is not taxable. Okay, it is not, does not go on your 1040. It is not income taxable, period. There's no capital gains. There's no income tax on it, nothing. It doesn't tax your Social Security either. So I just want to be clear about how these work. It's kind of a pay on the seed, not on the harvest. I put the money in. It's upfront money. If you have $8,000 sitting in a bank account and you cut a check to put it into a Roth, you can do that. It's money you've already paid tax on. It is not a taxable event in any way, shape, or form. So when I get back to that $100,000 that I mentioned in a retirement account, if it's in a Roth, every penny is yours. Every penny. You have no partner. This is why this is so powerful in your planning. By the way, it does not tax your Social Security. There's a thing called provisional income, which I'm not going to start doing math on radio, but there's a calculation where you take half your Social Security plus all your other income. It determines your provisional income, which then determines how much of your Social Security is taxable. Now, the Roth does not, again, in answer to this question, I want to be clear on this. The Roth IRAs, when you're determining your taxable Social Security, they're not considered as part of it. So, again, just to give an example, if you and your spouse have $60,000 of Social Security income benefit, up to 85% of that could be taxable. That means $50,000 of it could be taxable to you. You could pay $12,000 in taxes. Now, if everything is in a Roth, right? If everything's in a Roth, then not only does, if you take a distribution, let's say you pull $40,000 out of your Roth. Okay, it doesn't go on your 1040, and it's not used to determine your taxable Social Security. So the bottom line is you will pay no tax. You could have $60,000 from your Social Security, $40,000 from a Roth. That's $100,000 and pay no tax. And that's a true statement. So I just want to clarify on these Roths so you understand the power of the Roth. I'm not saying it's right for everybody. I don't know your situation. But I just want you to understand it is tax-free. And also, it could impact your Medicare premiums. Also, it's tax-free to your spouse, and it's tax-free to your children. There's no required minimum distribution. So, and I'm going to talk more about these as it relates to your 401k, because there's treatment there separately. I'm talking about Roth IRAs right now. You can convert every penny of your account, your IRAs, to a Roth. Now, that is taxable. So you have $100,000 in an IRA, and you move it to the Roth. Every penny is taxable. You got to put on your income tax return. But what if you did it over 5 years? You did $20,000 a year for 5 years, and you stayed in a lower tax bracket. You could do that. This is what I mean by forward tax planning. I posed the question before. Are you doing tax planning, or are you doing tax preparation? Are you giving all your information to an accountant and just saying, file my taxes and let's not look at it again? Are you doing tax diversification? What do you own in the buckets? What's in your Roth versus your tax deferred versus your after-tax monies? Are you creating income you don't need, which is creating more tax? It's just so much that can be done. So if this sounds like you, pick up the phone. Give us a call. Our team will help you. We'll go through all this stuff. As I said, you can send me a question. You can schedule a time on our website if you want to go to alphawealthgroup.com. There's also reports there that get into taxes on ideas. It just once you start this, I think unfortunately this industry makes some of this stuff too complicated. And so when you understand this and you can start to take control of it, wow. I mean, you know, when you give money away in taxes, that's money you will never see the rest of your life. Right? You cut a check for $10,000 to the government, that's never going to grow in your pocket again. So it's even worse than that. And so when we talk about these things, this is why it's so important and why I incorporate it into my planning. Because as I said, I'm an investment advisor rep. We provide portfolio management. I think we do a good job. But I also want you to be as tax efficient as possible, because that's going to have an impact, I believe, on your success in retirement. Imagine if you can, again, you can pull money out of your retirement accounts and pay no taxes and get more of your Social Security tax-free, right? And then it goes down from there. But if you want, again, give us a call. Pick up the phone, 630-864-6711. We can get information out to you. If you want to come in, throw everything in a box. This will be a thorough analysis. It's really kind of a fun, believe it or not. Taxes and fun, yes. But that's not all. I mean, we'll run and test your plan based on your goals. You'll see where you stand. This is what we do. You know, are there areas, you know, that you can, to create income you can't outlive? Make the most of your Social Security benefits. That's part of that piece. Protect the assets. And then, of course, get them to your loved ones, your children and grandchildren in the most efficient manner. Again, this is about being complete. Any way we can help, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Coming up, I do still want to get into this article about 401ks reaching a tipping point, strategies to maximize your 401k. We've got a lot to get into. I'll spend maybe some time in the market if I get a chance. You listen to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal of the Alpha Wealth Group. We are a complete retirement planning firm. All right. I'm an investment advisor rep, which means we're licensed to do portfolio management, fee-based. Also, I'm insurance licensed, life insurance, annuities, long-term care, all that good stuff. So, been doing this a while. And maybe that's the biggest part of it, the practical experience. But we approach it a little differently. I'd like to say we're different by design. We look at all aspects of your planning. It's not about growing a pile of money and picking at it. It's not about buying a product, getting to a number. It's about having a complete plan. Because there's what I like to say, there's this domino effect. We spent time on taxes, but you know, if money that you have to pull out of your retirement accounts is taxed and you have to give more to the government, could that impact your retirement? Well, yes, of course it can. And what happens if tax rates go up in the future? And most of your money is in an IRA or 401k. And then now you have to pull out $50,000 to net $35,000, right? And so this is why when I talk about all of these things working together, we work at it that way. That's how we approach it. If you want some of the information we've offered on the tax planning strategies, I mean, we're in this window. I'm sorry. It's tax season. Not the funnest season. I think Christmas season is better, holidays and so on. Tax season isn't one of those. This is not one of the funnest seasons. But we want to deal with it because, you know, it's. I want to try to get away from the, hey, let's just fill out the forms. We do a tax. It's tax planning versus tax preparation. We're just preparing taxes. Whatever we owe, we owe. There's so many things we can be doing. So if you want some of those reports or you want to schedule a time or you want to send me information or send me a question, you can always give us a call at 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. Okay, I want to get into this other aspect, which I just talked about. This was in a Wall Street Journal article. I referenced them a few times. I do read them, so obviously. But it took nearly 50 years. This was this this article. It took nearly 50 years, but half of private sector workers are saving in a 401k for the first time. It said around 70% of private sector's employees in the U.S. now have access to a 401k retirement plan. A decade earlier, only 60% did, and only 43% were contributing. So we're getting to this tipping point. This is a good thing, where now it's 50% plus are contributing to a 401k. But what I would guess wanted to address here is there's changes that occur often. In fact, this year is an example. The contribution levels are the same, but if you're between 60 and 63, I've talked about it before. It's called supersizing your 401k. It actually took effect this year, 2025. You can put an extra $4,250. I know this is, I'm sorry. It's a good thing. But if you're 50 or over, which obviously if you're 60, you are. If you're 50 or over, you can now put an extra $4,250. That's on top of the $30,500 contribution. So this is why this stuff is important. I talked about, in many cases, not only is this our biggest asset, but it's our biggest opportunity to really save for retirement. I think here's the problem. It's kind of a blessing and a curse because it's automatic, and I'm a huge fan of systematic contributions, right? It comes out of your paycheck. You don't look at it, but then again, you don't look at it. And so it's really important we understand. Let me ask you some questions, and you tell me if you can answer these. As I said, $30,500 you can contribute if you're 50 or over, $23,500 if you're under 50. But now if you're 60, between 60 and 63, it's another $4,250. So basically, right, you can put $34,750 into a 401k. Now, 401ks, unlike IRAs, they're calendar year, January 1st to December 31st. We're already almost 2 months in. You got 10 more months to try to max out your 401k. January 1st, it starts over. If you didn't max it out, you got to start over. You missed the opportunity. So let me ask you these questions. And this is typical when I sit down with someone. I mean, I've always asked these questions. First is, what are you contributing? Can you answer that question? These are critical questions. I know as simple as they sound. Someone say, well, I think it's 10%. It might be 8%. Well, if it's 10% of 100, and your income's 100,000, you're putting in 10,000. You're very, you know, there's a lot more runway there to put money in. The next question is, and again, we want to answer these questions. I have the report. You can go to our website. For those that want it, you can go to the website and download it. It's maximizing your 401k. The next question is, again, alphawealthgroup.com. What is your match? Some people say, I think it's 3%. This is free money. Free money. Okay? You got to know the match. I had someone in here I met with. I'm sorry. It's unfortunate, but we corrected it. I said, what are you putting into your 401k? I think I have a match. Well, what is it? You got to put money into, if it's 3%, put 3% in. That's 100% return right out of the gates. Know the match. Do you have a Roth option? So I want to talk a little bit about this. You know, if you're putting money into a 401k, the first decision, what am I going to put in? Are you trying to max it out? Put the most you can put in. And then the next question is, are you doing pre-tax or after-tax? Are you doing traditional? Are you doing... and I can't get into all the mechanics of 401ks today, but my point is Roth 401ks you can do in addition to the Roth IRA. Roth 401ks, what is the difference? Number one, if you're 50 or over, you can do $30,500. You can only do $8,000 to a Roth IRA. Much higher contributions, number one. Number two, it's not income tested, right? It doesn't matter what your income is. You can still contribute to a Roth 401k. You cannot to a Roth IRA. There's, I think it's now if your joint income's over 246, you can't. But there's a whole other areas of getting money into Roth we won't get into today. But that's another benefit. Now, you can also have Roth IRA. Now the IRS is allowing for the Roth the match to be Roth. Can you do an in-service rollover? What do I mean by that? While you're still in service, you haven't left. I don't know if you've asked. So that's why I offer these reports, because I can't get into everything. Why would you want to do an in-service rollover? Here's why. Well, besides the fact that you can control it, an in-service rollover means, and you want to ask your employer this, can I take money from my 401k? I haven't left. I haven't separated service. I'm still in service. Can I move it to my own IRA? If the answer is yes, there's a good chance you should do that. Why? Because number one, you can own whatever investments you want. You want to buy Bitcoin, you want to buy gold, you want to buy individual stocks, Apple stock, Microsoft, whatever you want to, you know, Uber, I don't care, Tesla. You can. You can't in most cases in your 401ks. Most of them are limited, right? And if it's a Roth specifically, I can really be much more focused on what and strategic. So these are things about, are we maximizing our 401k? I've asked the questions. What are you contributing? Can you answer that? What is your match? Can you answer that? Do you have a Roth option? Do you have in-service rollover options? Are you, you know, do you have after-tax contributions? We can't get into that. But these are things we want to know, because, again, this could be our largest asset and the largest opportunity. Again, if you have a 401k plan, you can put up to $30,500 if you're 50 years old. If you don't, IRAs are limited to eight. So we have these much larger contribution options. Those are pretty significant, and then there might be other opportunities that I talked about. I offered that report. It's available. I'll get that out to you. But you see all now all these things, we're minimizing taxes. We're doing some tax strategies. We're getting money put away for our retirement. We're taking advantage of these retirement plans. You know, this is the cooking with gas. And these are good things. That's why I say taking control of these things. Look, if this is something you really want to take a look at, and you're getting, you know, there's a lot of information out there, but if you want to make it, simplify some of this stuff, I usually, as I say, five pieces to your plan, creating a retirement plan, looking at these things, pick up the phone, give us a call. Our team will help you. We'll sit down. We'll go through this stuff, and it'll be a pleasant experience. We're informal, but we'll uncover some things you were probably unaware of, and then you can start putting these things in place. And I assure you, down the road, you're going to be happy you started. This is why we want to start. Procrastination is the biggest obstacle, you know, because you got to take action. So if you want to take a look at some of this stuff, we call it the portfolio x-ray, but I always look at everything, right? It's talk about being complete. Give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. It's alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time with me. My calendar's there. As I said, just send me an email, ask questions, anything we can help you with, or we can even set a time to chat for 15 minutes. We don't just have a phone call. So that's all available to you. As I said, too, of course, if you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter. We send that out. Great information, I believe. Sign up for one of our classes. There's all types of things that are available to you. So I just want you to be aware of some of these things. Let's start to take action. And this is where it makes a difference. It certainly makes a difference. Coming up, I do want to get into some other ideas as it relates to your overall retirement plan. We may get a chance, hopefully, to talk a little bit about the market and some other things. But stick around. A lot to talk about. This is Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. We are a retirement planning firm. We provide active money management. We provide income planning, tax planning, what I call asset protection, protecting the assets from unforeseen events. What are you doing there? Also, estate planning, right? Living trust, powers of attorney. We look at everything. And so I touch upon some of these topics as, you know, each week and try to give you some ideas. We offer information, opportunities to come in. You know, it's all about getting informed. And I always say my goal is to be as objective and as fact-based as possible. Sometimes I give an opinion and I'll say it's based on my opinion, or I don't know for sure when we talk about tax rates where they're going to be, but let's just be objective and we can make smart decisions that'll be helpful to your planning. As I said, if you want to give us a call on any of the information I offered, whether it's on the maximizing your 401k, the tax strategies, anything specific, or if you have something, again, if it touches upon any of these areas you're planning, we'll customize it for you. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Well, I'm sure you've heard this, and I'm going to relate it maybe to your planning, but getting rid of the penny, right? We know this, which is the story I talked about. It introduces a new problem. I'm not going to go this way, but about it's the nickel might be the next issue. But as you've heard, the minute penny, the pennies cost, I think it said close to three cents. Now, they've said set two, but there was an article that said it's really actually 3%. Only 202 million. Well, I guess the nickels have been down quite a bit. But the point is, you know, the nickel really isn't copper. It's 2.5% copper. The rest is zinc. But we'll see. They're talking about all the pennies that are in circulation. The mint tried to cut. Now they're talking about, well, what's going to happen with the nickel. Only 202 million. That last year, they only did 202 million. That's down 86% from 1.4 billion nickels it minted in each of the two previous years. So I guess it's the penny first, the nickels next. It said, you know, I was just thinking maybe we should do just a huge vat full of, you know, take a penny, leave a penny thing at some of these places, the grocery stores and so on, and just kind of keep circulating those pennies, and then we can be done with it, right? But when it comes to your retirement planning, I'm going to pivot here, hopefully, on this one, is, you know, we talk about knowing your pennies, and I think, unfortunately, too long, I talked about this article about test driving your retirement plan. One of the suggestions in there was, try to live on what you think you need in retirement. Try that for a few months. I mentioned that to my wife. She said, "I don't think so. No, I wouldn't want to try that." But it's not a bad idea. If nothing else, track your, you know, you can use these apps. You can also, to maybe on one card, do it over a 3-month period, or maybe longer, maybe 6 months. You can track it all nowadays and see what you actually spend. You may be surprised. We also have budget worksheets. But I'll give you an example. I just saw this the other day, which was kind of shocking. When we talk about expenses in retirement, this was KFF analysis. They did this. The average family health insurance premium. Now, this is obviously one of your costs in retirement. So when I talk about accounting for all that you need in retirement, the healthcare average family healthcare premium in 1999 was $5,790. That was the average family health insurance premium. Okay. In 2024, it went from, okay, $5,790 in 1999. In 2024, it was $25,570. That's a 342% increase over that period of time. And that's four times higher than the CPI over the same period. I don't know. That was a little staggering. But my point is, when we talk about your retirement planning and we talk about understanding, income planning is one of those five pieces, one of those five pillars. I've talked about tax planning. We've talked about the 401ks and your overall planning. Okay. One of those two is, what about your income plan? And what about what do you need to get to? Because when we retire and we walk away, you know, how are you comfortable living 25, 30, 35 years without a paycheck? And when we have expenses like this, this is why I offered that income planning packet, I think it was a couple of weeks ago. It includes the budget worksheet. It includes the asset organizer. Then it includes the report on maximizing income, your Social Security decision. It includes those income sources. We talked about annuities. By the way, 401ks, are you aware of this? Not just the fact that you can supersize the 401ks. I mentioned that for this year, if you're between 60 and 63, but do you know that they now allow annuity options inside 401ks? Has anyone had those conversations? Does your 401k allow that? In other words, can you turn your 401k into a guaranteed lifetime income? You might want to look into that. There's also options to do that anyway, but my point is, we really need to get our arms around some of this stuff. I've said in retirement. Now, if we can again couple that with minimizing the taxes and creating income that's not taxable, I mentioned I gave the concept with Social Security. What if you could get all your Social Security tax-free? And there's ways to get there. or most of it tax-free. How about that? And, you know, we've talked about feeling wealthy in retirement can come down to just one thing, and that's having more income than expenses. So when we talk about this process, and as I said so many times, I'm a process guy. First, we need to understand what our expenses are. Then we need to identify our incomes. What is your Social Security benefit going to be? What is your spouse's Social Security benefit going to be? I've had those meetings. I told you recently, you can defer Social Security until 70. That's the highest benefit. There's a claiming strategy. Forbes came out and they said there was a study that showed most people are leaving the average person is leaving $111,000 on the table just because of their Social Security decision. And again, what are we doing to maximize income during our lifetime? Your pension decision, that's another. That's a lifetime income. Has nothing to do with the market. Has nothing to do with your savings and investments. This is why I talk about, please understand the difference between income and assets. You can have $1 million in a retirement account. God bless you. That is terrific. That's a little bit of a trap when we say about getting to a number, because we don't know what the market's going to be. What about the taxes on that money, right? And so it's not all yours, potentially, if it's in a retirement account. So we have to be very careful of how those things are being counted in our planning. This is why when we talk about, you know, testing your plan and taking a look at making we also do a Social Security analysis. There's no perfect answer, but you should understand what your options are. We do that. Okay, do you want to use an annuity to try to get lifetime income as well as joint lifetime income? What are your pension options and how are you trying to maximize that? And then what role do the investments play in supplementing your income? Where's that income gap? So I just want you to be aware of this overall planning and what does it mean? So if and some of these expenses we have to deal with, you know, we can have a whole discussion on healthcare and Medicare, and that's, again, something we do. But what are your expenses? And do you really have your arms around them and knowing what is your probability that you won't run out of money? We know that's the biggest concern in retirement. So, you know, I'll make this offer again. We have that income planning packet with all the worksheets and the strategies. But this is how you create an income plan. And then you can sit back and see where you stand and say, yep, or there may be some adjustments you need to make. All of this is part of this retirement plan. It's critical. So if you want to take advantage, you know, pick up the phone, give us a call. We'll do it. We'll do the income plan analysis. We'll talk about creating income you can't outlive. We'll test your plan to see where you stand. And so this is a good process to go through. It's really revealing. I think it's a looking under the hood and understanding your options. So if you want to take advantage of that, these are decisions that are critical because many of them are irrevocable. 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. We'll do all the things we do. We'll do the portfolio x-ray. We'll look at all those five pillars of your plan. Throw everything in a box. Come on in. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time there. Send me questions. Download information. Any way we can help you. Well, we're out of time, but we'll be back next week at the same time, same station. As always, everyone have a blessed week, and let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.